This is Here and Now. Next month, 140 nations are expected to sign the United Nations Treaty to regulate the use of mercury around the world. Contamination with mercury is a particular problem in countries where small-scale gold miners operate. Mercury is used to separate fragments of gold from rock. Indonesia is one of the world's largest informal producers of gold. The BBC's Linda Presley reports from an unregulated mining site on the island of Borneo. It was forest just 6 months ago.
Somali Agrawal is the technical director of YTS, a local NGO working to limit the impact of mercury.
As you can see, all the trees are now dry and dead. This sudden change happens in the course of a few months. There's a layer of gold, usually about 5 to 10 meters down. At the end of the day, they get one or two buckets of sand, which has particles of gold in it. And then they wash that very carefully in a gold pan, together with some mercury.
Mercury separates the gold from the earth, but it's a persistent pollutant. It doesn't break down. And tons of it are dumped into the environment in Indonesia by the miners. Small-scale gold mining offers poor communities huge economic opportunities. But contamination with mercury doesn't only threaten the environment. Stefan Bose-O'Reilly is a German doctor who studied the health effects of mercury. On the island of Lombok, in the village of Seketong Tenga, he finds a place under a large tree where he can examine two boys, aged 12 and 10. They work collecting and recycling used mercury.
So he's getting them to jump hands above their heads, clap their hands above their head, at the same time jump. The rest of the village thinks this is absolutely hilarious. Legs together, legs apart, legs together, legs apart.
As the doctor observes the children, he becomes very serious.
And close your eyes. So what you can see is that this little boy has already a tremor of his eyelids. And a tremor is a very typical symptom for a mercury intoxication. So it's a young boy just working since 2 years, and he already has some symptoms which are typical for a long time mercury exposure. Mercury is causing a damage to your brain, mainly to your cerebellum. And the cerebellum controls the movements. So the problem is that the control of the movements is already impaired in these little young boys after 2 years living and working here.
So in 5 years, in 10 years, how might this develop, this health problem?
These kids will be full-time workers in 5 years. They will even use more mercury, and these symptoms will increase. And these symptoms will never disappear during their lifetime. But they still have to work. It's the only way they have here to make any money. But what we have to question ourselves is, do we really know the price of gold? Do we ever consider that the price is as well their health? They're paying with their health that we get more gold.
Although the use of mercury for small-scale gold mining is banned in Indonesia, it's difficult to enforce. And there's a hope that the forthcoming ratification of the UN's convention will mean international assistance to help miners change the way they work. Small-scale gold miners are hard at work in 70 mostly poor nations right around the world.
The BBC's Linda Presley reporting from the island of Borneo.